Cadillac Jack and Dallas. Kicks 101.5.
We are going to spend some time right now with Jana Kramer. You know her as a country star. You may know her from the TV show One Tree Hill. You know her now as a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. And we saw you, Jana, just a couple of weeks ago at Cosmopolitan Live. You were kind enough to come in and do a pop-up show, a private show for Kix 101.5 listeners, and we love you for that.
I'm so glad I just got to see you guys. You guys are great. You have great energy. Good people.
Well, we've been friends for a long time, and I mean that. Through a lot of different ups and downs and all arounds, we've been there with you, you know?
Oh, yeah. Lots of ups and downs.
Lots of ups and downs and all arounds, as I call them.
Hey, back up! Excuse me.
So where were you, Jana Kramer, when the entire Ryan Lochte thing went down? The protesters stormed the stage at the end of the show Monday night.
We were backstage. We heard everything. We heard the bodyguard slam the guy on the ground and handcuff him. And, Derek Hough went running out there to yell at the other people to get out, to get them out too. And it sucks. I've gotten to know Ryan, and he's a really great guy. And I just wish America would see the version that we're seeing of him.
Let me ask you this. You're not going to be excited that you're on with us every week, but man, I am. Because I have so many questions about the show.
I will answer every single one of them.
Did the producers or directors or anybody on the floor, a grip, anybody not look up in the audience at some point Monday night during the show and say, wait a minute, shouldn't we flag the people wearing the Ryan Lochte protest?
They were covered up. They were wearing those underneath their outfit.
This is the kind of information you're not going to get anywhere else other than someone who was actually there, Jana Kramer, visiting with Jana Kramer, contestant the season on Dancing with the Stars. So they covered it up, their t-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were those. Were shirts underneath their actual outfit. Of course, they would never let anyone in like that. And honestly, I bet you the security is going to be even tighter this next week. But hopefully next week, we won't have that incident happen again.
So they weren't ABC interns that ran out onto the stage from Studio B?
No. And honestly, there was a producer crying. There was the casting director. She was crying. I mean, everyone was so upset.
You tell me, Jana, that it was real.
To me, because at first I was like, wait a minute. And then I looked at it, like, they were in tears. They're like, why did this happen? Like, you can't fake that.
You just alluded to that maybe that crossed your mind for just a moment, that maybe this was something created
for 0.1 second, and then I was like, wait a minute, because I wasn't seeing everything going on. I was just backstage. I was like, what's happening, and then I saw the producers and start getting so upset.
I'm telling you, you will be in the top three.
That was the raunchiest, sexiest, hottest Guinness waltz I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness, that'd be so cool.
You will make it that far. You were awesome.
Dallas had that prediction yesterday that came true. Jana Kramer, she's good at this kind of stuff. That fever blister has grown on your upper lip since yesterday.
Oh yeah, okay, Caddy.
And you said that you thought that it would.
You're so crazy. Pay him no attention, Jana. You know how he is.
I know. You just have to kind of shake your head and be like, oh, Cadillac.
Here's the deal. At least you can see my blisters.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are too much.
Jana Kramer, season 23, Dancing with the Stars with a professional dancer, Girth.
No.
Yes. His name is
Gleb.
Gleb. Somebody write that down and put it in front of me, so I know that. And Dancing with the Stars next week, it's a two-night event Monday and Tuesday, right, Jana?
Yes, sir, it is.
What dance are you and Gleb doing next week?
We're doing the tango. We're learning it today, and I'm so excited.
Oh,
I can't tell you the song, but it's TV week, so it might be a TV show theme song that I was on.
Are you in L.A. right now?
I am, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for getting up for us. No kidding. Early.
Of course. Absolutely.
And I look forward to visiting with you every week, Jana Kramer, for potentially the next...
About 10 weeks?
Next while.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to be tired of one another by week 10, Jana. You know what? We go way back, and we've been through ups and downs and all arounds together through the years.
You're going to just unleash all my dirty laundry. All good.
Jana, between me and you, baby, we got a lot of dirty laundry going on.
Amen, sister.
Y'all have a great day out in L.A., you and Glam.
Gleb.
Glam.
Gleb.
And good dancing, and we'll check out you, and we'll see you on Monday, okay?
Perfect.
And talk to you next week. Jana Kramer, everybody. All right. I love you, dear. Have a great day.
Love her.
Love you, too. That's Jana right there. Love you, too.
No, it does.
That was her. She said it.
No, she did not. Rewind it. That's what she said right there.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Caddy and Dallas. Mornings on Atlanta's #1 for country. Kix 101.5.